The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Happy Independence Day weekend and welcome to another edition of Faith and Retirement. I'm Tom Levine, so glad that you've joined us today. And as always, I'm with my good friend, certified financial planner and biblically responsible investing expert, Jay Peroni. Jay, how are you doing today?
Doing fantastic. I love this time of year. It's just such a great time. You've got the summer months, you've got warm weather, boating, going to the ocean. It's a great time of year.
Well, we are celebrating freedom, not just as Americans, but as believers. And we'll explore how financial independence and kingdom impact go hand in hand here in this next half hour. We've got some powerful stories and some practical strategies for you and some patriotic perspective for you today. So let's dive in. Jay, I've got so many fun memories from the 4th of July. It really was my favorite holiday. Neighborhood fireworks and neighborhood gatherings, family barbecues. How was that time for you?
Tom, I love this time of year. The flags waving, the kids with the sparklers, the sound of the Star Spangled Banner. It all hits home for me. I'm very patriotic and really love America, so this is a great time of year. But as a Christian, patriotism isn't just sentimental, it's spiritual. And Galatians 5:13 reminds us, you are called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. And to me, that verse speaks volumes. Yes, we live in a country where we're free to earn, invest, and build wealth, but that freedom isn't just for comfort, it's for calling. And financial independence should empower us to give more, serve more, and reflect God's glory in how we manage what he's entrusted to us. So that's why I'm so passionate about what I do. I love helping people be better stewards and to do a better job with what God has provided them.
It's been said that America is great because America is good. And I believe in Christian families being a big part of this country's fabric. What do you think about the role of patriotism in our lives today as believers?
Yeah, I think it's really important. You know, if we look at patriotism and our faith and just America, you know, make America great again, that's really Trump's motto, but it really is. You know, if we look at our country, we have such a huge role in the world stage.
Yes.
And we're doing for Israel. Those who bless Israel will be blessed, and those who curse Israel will be cursed. And I really love the fact that our country is standing behind Israel right now and protecting them and really taking care of a lot of the threats around the globe and really making sure that Israel is protected.
So, Jay, let's get down to brass tacks, as they say. Where do you think we're headed with interest rates?
Well, we're likely to see some modest cuts later this year, but let's not kid ourselves, Tom. Rates aren't returning to the zero zone we had in the 2010s. We're in what I call a new normal, where you've got higher rates. And honestly, that's not a bad thing, especially for retirees. I mean, think about CD rates. When rates are higher, they earn more. Sure. So again, having some normalcy with rates is really important. And now's the time to capitalize on those rates. You know, CDs, short-term treasuries, and even annuities are offering 5%, 6%, 7%. And those are historically strong numbers. So if your money's sitting in a low-interest savings account, it's like bringing a squirt gun to a forest fire. There are smarter, faith-aligned ways to put your dollars to work. We can get those dollars working harder for you. Give us a call. Go to faithandretirement.com. Set up a meeting, and we'll look at your money and see if we can get a better return for you and put it to work for you rather than you just sitting there earning very little interest.
That is a great offer. And again, there's no obligation. Here's another great offer for you. Thanks for tuning in today. Get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure That Your Money Lines Up With Your Faith. It is unapologetically Christian in its perspective, and it's written by fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni. And don't wait, get your free download right now while you're thinking about it. If you've ever wondered whether your financial plan reflects your values or whether you're using the best tools available today, now's the time to find out. Head over to faithandretirement.com, schedule your complimentary review, and discover how your faith and finances can move together. Jay, I've heard a statistic that really startled me this week. Almost 44 million Americans are unpaid caregivers. That means they're caring for adults or children without any compensation. Is it even possible for you to help people like that prepare for retirement?
Absolutely, and they must, Tom, because caregivers are heroes. They often sacrifice their own retirement while caring for others. We work with caregivers to build flexible plans using things like spousal IRAs, guaranteed income tools, and life insurance policies that can double as a long-term care benefit. The goal is don't just care for your loved ones, care for your future too. So don't, you know, put someone else's care and neglect your own. You also have to focus on your own finances. We can help you do that.
Do you want to screen and clean your investments with no charge, no obligation? That is our base offer that we mention every single week. And to get the ball rolling, call Jay at 800-270-7310. Jay, last week, our daughter and I recently went on a father-daughter date to a band concert. And actually, the studios where I'm sitting in, the station manager is the head of the band, but it is an outstanding organization. We saw about 20 buses filled with seniors from local retirement homes dump out many, many people, and there are hundreds of people there. Do a lot of your clients plan to pay for a facility like that, a local retirement home, or do most people try to avoid those options?
Most people avoid it until it becomes a reality. If you ask most people, they'd rather have care in their home than go to a nursing home facility. But the fact is, most don't plan for it. So unfortunately, they're forced to go into long-term care facilities because they didn't do proper planning in a lot of cases. And unfortunately, that's human nature. But long-term care isn't just a medical issue. It's also a financial one. And we help clients plan proactively. It doesn't always mean long-term care insurance. There are many tools and strategies. This might mean funding a long-term care policy or using annuities with long-term care riders, or even life insurance plans that have some long-term care protection. Or simply, we could help you build a bigger buffer into your retirement plan. So if you need that care, the money is there for that. No one wants to be a burden to their kids or forced to sell assets at the worst time. And planning today could mean dignity tomorrow. And that's what we help our clients do.
I'm going to devote part of a future show, if possible, to that long-term annuities with a long-term care rider, because I think a lot of people need to find out more. Jay, are there any guardrails that you recommend to help retirees to avoid burning through too much of their savings in the first year or two?
Yes, and I'm very passionate about this. I've seen people work their entire lifetime and they run out of money in 5, 10, or even 15 years in retirement, and they're forced to go back into the workplace. I've seen people retire even with millions of dollars in panic 5 years later. That's why we use structured withdrawal strategies, bucket strategies that look at short-term, intermediate, long-term, have three sources of income typically, Social Security, private pensions, and a biblically-based retirement plan. We start with income-generating assets and leave growth that can mature so that later on as inflation heats up, you've got more assets to cover that. It's like farming. Don't eat your seed corn. Retirees need a harvest that lasts, and discipline is how you make freedom sustainable.
A couple of weeks ago, Jay, we were talking about how some retirees have a lot of home equity, but they don't always have a lot of liquidity. How can they leverage home equity in a wise way? And is that something you can help with?
Yeah, so I see a lot of people, and I've got a lot of couples right now that they have these huge homes that they no longer need. They had kids and that have moved away or whatever the case may be. And downsizing is a great way to tap into some of that home equity. You sell a house for, say, $1 million, and you buy a house for $500,000. You could take that $500,000 and now use it for your retirement. If you're going to stay in the home, there still are some other things. If you're not downsizing, you could do a reverse mortgage or even a HELOC, a home equity line of credit. We help clients explore options with wisdom. Use carefully. Home equity can fund care. It can help you to give generously or even delay Social Security. The key is turning that dead equity into a living strategy without compromising your legacy or your lifestyle, and without sacrificing your biblical values. We can help make sure you're going to invest in a way that lines up with your faith and values.
Well, Jay has done a great job. I can only speak from my perspective. Past performance is no guarantee of future results, but our family has done extremely well since we made that move a few years ago. Jay, our listeners know you for financial advice, obviously, but you don't work alone. So tell us a bit about your referral family, the professionals you partner with.
Well, first of all, we've got a solid team at Faith Investor Services. We've got a whole team that can help with everything from business exit strategies to retirement planning to tax minimization, a lot of different strategies, even estate planning. But we also have a whole host of referral partners. I may be the financial quarterback, but the roster, the CPAs, the estate planning attorneys, the Medicare experts, even real estate advisors, when someone becomes a client, they're not just hiring me, they're hiring a team. They're tapping into that faith-driven team that's committed to holistic stewardship and biblically-based financial planning.
You're saving and investing for retirement, and that's fantastic, but do you know where your investment dollars are actually going? And that's why this program exists. This is Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni. You have questions about your retirement income, or home equity, or long-term care, or do you have a nagging feeling that your do-it-yourself efforts aren't going to get you to your goals? Visit faithinretirement.com and schedule your free, no-obligation retirement review. Jay's team is here to help you live with purpose and peace. Jay will be back with you with more questions right after this.
Many times, people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio. Hi, I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement here on Family Talk. As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today absolutely free to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com and screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services. Saturday afternoons at 1:30 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 3, sponsored by Faith Investor Services. Welcome to segment two of today's program. We're calling this segment Giving, Guardrails, and Godly Generosity. Jay, I haven't even told you this, but my parents sadly lost a lot of their retirement savings in a Ponzi scheme here in the San Diego area when I was a kid. And they were good, trusting people, and I don't want that to happen to any of our listeners. What advice do you have for people to help protect themselves?
Tom, that's a heartbreaking story and unfortunately all too common. I've seen it happen a lot of times in my career. I've run into other advisors that have taken advantage of people and taken their whole life savings. The best defense is a combination of wisdom and verification. First of all, I always suggest that people work with a licensed fiduciary. Secondly, if it is a promise where it's high guaranteed returns with no risk, run. If it sounds too good to be true, it often is. Finally, trust but verify. Look up the advisor, ask hard questions, and never invest in something you don't understand. That's just really good wisdom and advice. Remembering Proverbs 13:11, wealth gained hastily will dwindle, but whoever gathers little by little will increase it. So we look at a slow and steady approach rooted in faith and accountability, and that's our path. At Faith Investor Services, we act with integrity. We act with transparency. You see exactly what you're paying in fees. There's no hidden charges. You know exactly what you're getting. And that's really what you should look for in an advisor, that they're transparent. They're showing you the good, bad, and ugly of your plan. They're showing you the costs, exactly what the fees are. Those are the sorts of things you want to see up front.
Again, we have a number of offers for our listeners today. One of the main ones is your complimentary faith-based review, and you could schedule that today at faithandretirement.com. Jay, what could people expect when they download your book?
Well, first of all, Tom, they're going to get a simple but powerful roadmap. It's packed with biblical wisdom, practical strategies, real life stories that show how faith and finances can work together. They're things that are going to motivate you to try to take action. If you don't know where your money's going, what it's funding, that's really what it is. It's really an education tool. So you can think about, how can I be a better steward with what God has blessed me with? How can I do a better job to multiply what he's given us? And how can I look at and support things that line up with God's heart? Whether you're approaching retirement or already in it, this book will help you align your money with your mission without the jargon or pressure.
You know, God cares about this entire area of our life. I mean, Jesus talks so much about money. And it says here in Proverbs 13, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but a sinner's wealth is stored up for the righteous. Jay, do you work with small business owners? We don't talk about that much. That would be me and many other listeners, I'm sure, today. What kind of unique needs do they bring to the table?
Yeah, we talk to business owners all the time. We've got a gentleman on our team, Richard. He works a lot with exit strategies and business owners. But our whole team here is really to help our clients to look at all of the things that business owners face. They're juggling taxes, employees, retirement plans, exit strategies, all the while trying to honor God with their work. We help them create business succession plans, reduce their taxes, and turn their success into significance, whether it's through a retirement plan or a giving strategy. We help them steward their business as a kingdom tool. And that's what it's about, leaving that lasting legacy. And we can help business owners do exactly that.
You know, a lot of national talk show hosts that do financial programs, if you ever wanted to talk to them, well, good luck. It's not going to happen. Sorry, you can't. And even locally in big cities like San Diego, you know, you get shuttled down to somebody else. You are so accessible. This takes it all to a whole other level, though. If someone wanted to host a financial seminar for couples or maybe for their congregation, are you open to being available for something like that?
Absolutely. If they're close enough or, within flying distance, of course, I can always come out. We can do Zoom. We can do all kinds of video meetings or in-person events. I love teaching. I used to be an adjunct professor at the College of Charleston, taught many courses, stewardship courses at churches around the country. I love teaching and equipping the body of Christ in this area, whether it's a Sunday series, a workshop, a retreat. I've done them all. Financial discipleship is one of the greatest needs in the church today, and I'm here to serve wherever I'm called.
It's such a trap for young couples, and thank you so much for being available to do things like that. If you're interested, call Jay at 800-270-7310 and leave a message to that effect. The website is faithandretirement.com, which will give you all the information about reaching out to Jay. What kind of stories are you hearing from our listeners right now, Jay?
I'm hearing a mix of fear and faith. I've got a lot of people that are looking at the world around us saying, hey, it's the end times, Jay. It doesn't look like things look good right now. How can you help me? Some are anxious about the economy, inflation, or even politics. But others are waking up and saying, Jay, I want to be a good steward. I want my investments to match my beliefs. And we're seeing a wave of people moving away from passive worry to active faith. And they're asking, how do I glorify God with my finances? And that's a conversation I absolutely love, taking someone that wasn't aware that you can invest according to your faith, that you can be biblically responsible and get good returns. People aren't aware of this, and that's what our mission is here on the show, is to educate people that God cares about you multiplying what he's given you, and he also cares about the source of the profits. Do you want to profit from abortion, pornography, things that break God's heart? And we can help you avoid those areas and support Christian causes that line up with your faith and values.
It's like so many spiritual lessons. You can't understand the good news until you understand the bad news. The bad news that do-it-yourself folks, often their investments actually go to help bankroll Planned Parenthood and all these other organizations that fall short of God's holy standard. Mm-hmm. But once you do understand, then you can understand the good news of, you know, how you screen and clean people's investments. No charge, no obligation. We often talk about avoiding companies doing deceptive things, but what about the good ones? Any examples you'd like to share?
That's a great point, Tom. It's not just about avoiding sin. We certainly can help you do that, avoid companies that are entrapping man in sin, things like tobacco, alcohol, gambling, and abortion, and pornography, and countries that are persecuting Christians. But really, it's all about investing with an impact. And we help clients invest in companies doing some amazing things. We call them proud-owned companies, companies that are looking for clean energy innovation, pro-life medical advances, Christian education, orphan care, Bible translation. These aren't just stocks. These are stories of kingdom impact. And that's the joy of faith-based or biblically responsible investing, not just avoiding companies, but as Christians, we want to be also known for what we stand for. And we look for companies that are doing good in society and improving the world around us.
We want to work with our listeners. We want to do business, but this is the key to our message. We want to honor God with all of these things. Would it be accurate to say, Jay, that you could help our listeners become more effective in their giving, like to churches or ministries or causes that they care about?
Oh, absolutely, Tom. I mean, that's really what it's about, is really helping our clients to have more so that they can give more. And our CEO doesn't just walk the walk. He doesn't talk the talk. He walks the walk as well. He's going to leave his shares of Faith Investor Services to Christian ministries. And that's really what we're about, is giving and putting it in action. And it's a big part of what we do. We show clients how to use things like donor advised funds, charitable trust, legacy strategies to give more effectively and often more tax efficiently as well. Giving doesn't just mean writing a check. It can be strategic, joyful, deeply impactful, and we help people give with purpose and without regret. That's really what we're about at Faith Investor Services.
Yeah. Life without regrets, sleeping well at night. All those things are important when it comes to the end of our lives, the end of our days. And in these last days, I think there really are two economies in the United States. Jay, would you say that listeners are safer when they work with a fiduciary?
I'd say 100%. And it's, you know, not all fiduciaries are, you know, the same, but I do believe the fiduciary standard is much different. You're legally bound to act in your client's best interest. That's much different from a lot of the other advisors out there who just have the do no harm. And certainly they have to make sure that the recommendations are suitable. But the fiduciary standard is a much higher calling. We don't just sell, we serve. And that's a huge difference. We don't look for commission products, things that pay kickbacks or pressure selling. It's just honest, faith-aligned advice that you can trust. And that's really what it means to be a biblically based fiduciary. The Bible is our standard. That's what we're looking at, helping our clients be better stewards, invest in a biblically responsible way, and do so with advice that's free from conflicts of interest.
So now that I'm setting you free for your Independence Day weekend, do you have any big plans for this holiday weekend?
We're going to go see some fireworks, hit the beach, spend some time with the kids. Really looking forward to it.
It was my favorite holiday as a kid. I had these things called smoking capsticks. My mom wouldn't let me have fireworks, but I would get my models that I'd assembled during the course of the year and blow them up, basically, on the 4th of July. And we had great neighbors. So anyway, wherever you are this Independence Day weekend, we share with you our joy and thanksgiving for everything God has done for America. And we continue to pray with you for God to shine a bright light and let us really be a city shining its light on a hill. If you want to make sure that your money reflects your faith, download Jay's free book, schedule your free consultation. You can do it all at faithinretirement.com. It's time to retire confidently with a purpose bigger than yourself. Thank you so much, Jay. God bless you, my friend. Thank you for listening. And tell a friend about this outreach ministry, Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni, faithinretirement.com. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free ebook from Jay. Visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.